3 o'clock, and Cape Town is synonymous with heart transplant surgery and cardiac surgery generally, I think. Various hospitals around Cape Town have a very, very high reputation nationally and internationally for the quality of the work that they do. And we are very close to the 50th anniversary of the world's first heart transplant. Christian Barnard, the prof, the doc, doing that at Groote Hospital on December the 3rd, 1967. And recently there's been an announcement which has the potential to revolutionize in a low-cost way the treatment of people with heart defects. A team of surgeons, clinicians, and medical engineers has perfected a heart valve. Professor Peter Ziller is head of cardiothoracic surgery at Groote and Red Cross Children's Hospital. Prof. Peter, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What is special about this valve?
Well, first of all, it gives patients access to heart valve surgery who would otherwise die. We have, particularly in the developing world, we have millions of patients suffering from rheumatic heart disease who have no access to open heart surgery, and without surgery, they simply all die. And our valve will allow to perform heart valve surgery in the absence of big heart valve centers. What is also special about this is that it utilizes a modern approach to heart valve replacement by doing it on a wire from the groin without needing to open the chest, without the need for true open heart surgery on the heart-lung machine, with all the expertise which goes with it. But this approach, which has been pioneered in the United States and Europe in the last 10 years, is extremely sophisticated, requiring very expensive equipment and very high levels of expertise. We have simplified it to a point where it doesn't need all this equipment and where a good general surgeon can actually do it. And thirdly, it is tailor-made for young patients. All the devices which we import from the US or from Europe are typically made for patients in their 70s, 80s. And it is a little bit like with cancer. It is particularly aggressive in young patients. And the same applies to replacement heart valves. If we put those first world products into our patients, they degenerate within 3-4 years. And we have addressed that, and our valves have a very good chance to last for 20 years in these young patients.
You mentioned that the insertion, the replacement, can be done by a good general surgeon. Now, in the kind of places where young people in rural areas throughout Africa, where they are suffering these heart defects and need these heart replacements, these valve replacements, are there usually good general surgeons available? And one, certainly most of the Africa that I've traveled through has, at best, a rural district nurse.
I would go one step back from rural to bigger central hospitals. And you would be surprised if you saw the statistics of the last 15 years, how many more of these hospitals have been built, and they work pretty good. They are doing high levels of general surgery. They all just stopped short of going the extra mile to open heart surgery for the simple reason that it needs higher educated expertise, but particularly very expensive equipment. And so this infrastructure is there. If you look at Nigeria, they have almost 100 of these very good hospitals, but not a single one for a country with almost 200 million people, not a single one which is doing open heart surgery yet.
Mm. And how, I mean, one of the media releases we saw talked about 8 years to develop the valve and the technique of insertion. What made it such a lengthy process?
Well, it is a multi-component platform of devices. For instance, all these modern valves, which are being delivered on a wire from the groin, they need to be blown up from a very small diameter with a balloon. This balloon, of course, occludes the outflow of the heart, and therefore one needs to stop the heart. So we first had to develop, for instance, a hollow balloon. It may sound simple, but in the whole world you can't find a hollow balloon. A hollow balloon which can do the same, but allows the heart to pump the blood into the brain and the organs while you're doing it. So this is not the valve itself, but just to be able to deliver the valve is already a very high technical challenge, which involved a whole team of engineers.
Fantastic. I love doing these interviews. I love being able to be proud of something which has happened, which is good and beneficial and shows innovative excellence. And it comes from where I live. Professor Peter Ziller, thank you very, very much indeed. Head of Cardiothoracic Surgery at Groote Schuur and Red Cross Children's Hospital.